We're Alive is brought to you by...
I'm a 60-year-old stockbroker, married, and the father of three grown sons. A few months ago, I happened on a certain internet chat room and was transformed by it almost overnight into a madman. Oh, I'm not exaggerating. Since my discovery of that room, I've spent every possible moment vying for the attention of the women in it and the rest of my time longing to be among them. I know my behavior is bizarre and self-destructive, but I can't seem to control it. Internet addictions are much more common than you might think. You don't have to look far for help, however. The Nonprofit Center for the Treatment of Cyber Psychoneuroses has therapists available around the clock who have an impressive record of achieving cures in as little as a single session.
Dialed In, a new audio series from Oral Stage Studios, premiering July 6th. At oralstage.com and radiodramarevival.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 31. Family Ties. Part 2 of 3.
Here, take a couple liters of water too. I'm not sure how old the supply is at the safe house.
When was the last time you were there?
Maybe a few months.
It's gonna be secure, right?
Should be.
Great.
It's fine.
Hey.
I think we have everything packed. What did you need him for?
This. The satellite phone we found on one of the soldiers. And the patch. It's from Fort Irwin, where our friends went.
So?
So, Glenn can fix it.
He can? All right, then. Let's get on that. What do you need?
Well, it's not just a matter of tools.
He needs a scrap phone for parts.
And there's only one place around that has the one we're looking for. Glenn's place back at the colony.
Let me get this straight. That piece of junk phone there can only be fixed by going to the colony? The place where your girlfriend's at. And you tell me this right after I refuse to help. How convenient.
What? No, it's... No. You think we're fucking with you.
You were in there for a while. You were conspiring to find a way to go back there.
No, ma'am. I would never do that. I'd like to stay here.
What about you? You think it's true? There's some special phone there?
Glenn was in charge of all the radio stuff down there. If he says he had one, it's there.
And we can't find one on our own? Somewhere around here?
There's a chance. A small one, but a chance. Satellite phones are very specific to their network, and we need a match if we're going to swap the components over.
Where did you get yours?
Excuse me?
The one you claim you have.
They brought it to me. The scavengers. I had all kinds of phones and radios. That's what I did there. I used to be an old FM station engineer.
So... if what you say is true, you want to go back there, sneak in, get the girl and radio, and get out, best case scenario, right? What's the point to the phone? We get it working, then what?
We hit redial, find out what's going on. Could be people trying to look for us.
In Long Beach.
I said the same thing. But first, they landed near our old tower.
There could still be safe places out there. And they're looking for others.
And we should just hop on and go there.
Yeah, why not?
That's a lot to bet on and a lot to risk when this place is perfectly fine for me.
You wouldn't want to go someplace that might be normal?
Normal? What's normal? Working most of your life doing trivial shit just to get by? Who's to say what I have here isn't better?
You don't have to go anywhere, but we could. You'd have the place all to yourself again.
What if that phone doesn't bring help, but more trouble? Pete told me about what happened to them down south. The same thing could happen here.
There's no signs leading here, right?
Like outside the building? Of course not. There's nothing. We're indistinguishable from everything else.
Well, there were a lot of markers down there. It led people right to the front door. It was an easy way to find the colony.
What are you getting at?
If we are careful, no one would find where we were calling from.
You sure no one can trace this?
I don't think so. But you don't have to call from this building.
In the end, you'll just have more information on what's going on. Maybe they know something you don't.
I'm not convinced it's worth it.
Still?
We can look around in our area, find the phone we need to get that one running. It's not worth crossing the prisoners again. There's a few places we can try.
So, should I...
What?
Should you what?
Whatever. Too late now.
Too late for what?
A couple survivors from this place made it to the colony a while back. Two survived the trip there.
Excuse me? You're telling me this now?
It didn't matter before.
And it does now. Why? Who was it?
Sean, Hope, and James. Sean and Hope were the only ones to make it there alive.
Why did you wait till now to tell me this?
Like I said, it didn't matter.
Why?
Sean's
there?
No, not anymore.
Where is he now? Where?
He's dead.
Then you're right. It doesn't matter. He's not there, is he?
But his killers are.
You and you. What do you know?
Don't get me involved in this.
It's true. At least, we think so. He got set up.
So the prisoners got him?
Yeah. They got him.
I didn't want to tell you before. Didn't think it mattered.
Thought you only cared about yourself.
That's not true.
Hey, Vic, why don't you take these two down to the weapons room? They'll need something to take with them, right?
Whatever.
All right, this way.
If you say so.
Yeah, all right.
So, you on our team now? How many more reasons you want?
I don't know. How many more are you hiding from me?
You saying you've always been completely honest with us about everything?
Sometimes the lies are easier.
Then you know why we didn't tell you sooner. What's it gonna be?
You can't do this without me.
What do you think I've been trying to say?
If we do this, we do it my way.
So it's like everything else.
All right. I'm in.
Vic made sure to tell Pete and Glenn to keep quiet on the details about Sean. She didn't need to know everything. CJ met with Glenn to go over some equipment stuff while Vic, Pete, and I prepped everything. CJ passed out shortly after that. But by the time Vic and I dropped off Pete and Glenn to the safe house and came back, CJ was up on the second level of the parking structure, repacking everything we already had. There was something new there too, a large black armored van. Whoa, what are you doing?
This is all wrong. And keep your voice down out here.
Hey, where the hell did the SWAT van come from?
Oh, this? Just had it around.
I've never seen it before.
I had it somewhere else.
Is it really better than the Hummer?
It wouldn't fit all the weapon racks.
The what? What? Where the fuck did all this?
Just my second stash.
You know there's just three of us going, right? I mean, we really need all those guns?
Look, I know you're a planner, but one good gun is better than all that.
Never can be too prepared. Now load up the rest of the bags.
All right.
You sure you got enough for us?
You sure you know the way there?
Yeah, no problem. I don't even need a map.
Wait, we're doing this now? I'll go get my...
I put your things in the front of the racks. There's no need to go inside. I locked everything up tight.
The plan was to go first thing in the morning.
Victor, Those NVGs you brought back are on your seat. You mind driving?
No problem.
I found an old DC adapter, so just make sure they stay plugged in.
You sure you want to go now? I figured you'd want to spend some time coming up with a good plan.
I got a few ideas, but I won't be able to fill in the blanks until we get there. But we're not going to rush in. We'll have to take our time. Sneaking in at night is the best way to get in and set up without them noticing.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I mean, it might be hard to see, and there could be more biters out, but there won't be any teams from the colony wandering around.
Exactly. We'll need to find a place that's close enough to watch the outside, but far enough so they won't see us.
Yeah, I think I know the perfect spot.
Then let's get moving. I want to set up some place close to the colony before sunrise. Get in.
You better know what you're doing.
You're going to have to trust me. I will try to get us in there.
Well, we need to be careful. What I know about the place may have changed, and we have no idea what may be going on there now.
Oh, back for more, huh? I gotta thank you for all of this. I'm really starting to look good. I haven't been this thin since I first got out of the Corps. Oh, gonna be one of those days. More scars ain't gonna make any difference.
I'm realizing that.
Still prettier than you. Oh, a hammer. That's new. Hope I'd nail you, huh?
Not exactly.
Good. Because that's going to be real torture. Where'd you get that?
I think I might have finally gotten your attention. This is yours, isn't it? What's this say? Shirley?
You leave her alone.
You know what I want. I'm done playing around. What's it gonna be? All right. I give you a chance.
No!
You might be able to buff that out as long as I stop there. Okay. Anything yet?
You fucking bitch.
You can stop this. Just tell me.
I can't.
Tell me. Shoot yourself. How'd that feel, Shirley? You like that? Oh, she's taking pounding. Uh-oh. I don't think she can take much more. You want me to stop?
God damn.
What was that? All you gotta do is just tell me where. Where did that bitch go? This is the last time I'm gonna ask.
I don't know.
What was that?
I can't.
Oh, wait. Oh, this piece. I can still read her name on it. Not anymore. Oh, what's next?
I'm gonna fucking bitch.
marry you. I will skull fuck the shit out of your corpse!
Really? Really?
Why don't you let these chains loose and find out? You look well fed. How long do you think I'd last?
Bricks, get in here.
What? He's gonna watch it?
Yeah?
I need you to hold him.
Wait, what?
Get over there and hold him down.
Are you afraid of me that much? You gotta have help.
What are you gonna do?
Apparently, no matter what I do, he just doesn't get it. I need him to know. Grab his hand.
What?
This is your last chance. Bricks, get his hand. His right one.
I don't know about this.
No.
You know what's coming. You can stop this.
Fuck you.
Are you?
Grab his hand now!
Sorry, man.
No. Fuck no!
I will say this one last time. Where are they?
I'm going to fucking kill you.
Not without your trigger finger.
No!
Get him back here! Get him back here! Time for his lap!
That's enough.
Excuse me?
That's enough. Step back. He's had enough.
Who are you to say that?
Nuh-uh. My knife now.
Oh, I always have a spare.
Oh, God, my finger.
No. My finger. I will take every piece of you until you tell me where they are. Do you understand me? You think a few months in here has been bad? This is just the beginning.
Here, put this on it. I'll ask the doctor to come.
It doesn't matter.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive.
We're Alive. We'll be performing live and in the flesh July 27th at the Assistance League Theater in Los Angeles. For details on the event and advanced ticket sales, visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk, Constance Parn, Blair Beihauer, Jenna McCombie, Stuart Kennan, Glenn Hoffner, Greg Miller,
and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Whalen.
Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Whalen and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.